This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. As you'll recall, we reported on our news yesterday that a proposal is now introduced in Congress that could name the Galesburg Post Office after late Airman Daniel Miller, who died in 2007 while serving his country in Iraq. It's the latest in a number of proposals that have passed successfully over the years by Congresswoman Sherry Bustos to rename post offices throughout her district. I wanted to talk to her about that and maybe get a minute or two on some other issues as well, but primarily the post office thing, because frankly, I didn't really know how it all works. So Congresswoman Bustos is on the line. Thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Will.
Let's first talk about this proposal to rename the Galesburg Post Office. What did you learn about Airman Daniel Miller in this process that helped you to introduce this legislation?
Well, Daniel Miller was a senior airman. He went to Rova High School. He played football there. Was the oldest of six children, including a younger brother who served a year-long tour in Iraq with the National Guard. His people who knew him said he was always happy, he was always smiling. Didn't matter if Dan liked you or not, he was just always pleasant to be around, a very kind young man when he lived in our congressional district. And, he gave his life fighting for you, fighting for me, fighting for all of the people in and around Illinois and in and around our nation. And so I think when somebody's done given his life for us, then I wanted to make sure that we had an opportunity to do something for him. As far as Dan Miller's, his background in the military, he joined the Air Force in 2004 and he went on to become an explosive ordnance disposal airman. And what happened was when he was only 24 years old, he was killed in Iraq while he was attempting to defuse a car bomb. And so we have gone through the initial stages of the legislative process and have introduced bipartisan legislation to rename the Galesburg Post Office in honor of senior airman Dan Miller.
Most recently, the post office in Alpha was renamed after Captain Joshua Steele, and I know you've had, as I mentioned, a number of other measures successfully passed in this regard. How did this start for you?
Well, so since I'm in my fourth term in Congress, and we've had one person in the military who was killed while serving, and that was Douglas Riney,
right,
out of Fairview. And we renamed that post office, and that was the first one that we renamed. And the other two that we renamed, these were actually men who were serving in the military and died before I was serving, but they were brought to our attention. Same thing with Dan Miller. I was not serving in Congress in 2007, but I've gotten to know Dan Miller's brother and his sister-in-law. And when I learned about him, I thought this was a fitting tribute to what he's done for us. So the process is, it has to be bipartisan. You have to get every member of Congress from the Illinois delegation to sign off on the legislation. Then it has to pass the House and the Senate, and then President Trump has to sign it into law. And we've been successful with the first three that we've introduced, and I anticipate we'll be successful in making sure we see this legislation go all the way through and that we're able to rename the Galesburg Post Office after Dan Miller.
Do you get a lot of requests for renamings in this regard?
No, I would not say that we have gotten a lot of requests. The requests that we have gotten, I actually... most of these were just initiated when we learn about somebody on our own. Again, I've gotten to know Dan's brother Tim Miller and his sister-in-law Sarah Miller. They did live in Galesburg, and Tim Miller was actually a police officer. They've since moved still in Illinois, but moved to the Bloomington area.
Yeah,
and so it Look, I think that when you look at only 1%, less than 1% of our population serves in the military. And again, when I've gotten to know these Gold Star families, we just did a Christmas tree lighting in Peoria just last on veteran or just last weekend.
Yeah.
Just after Veterans Day. And when you get to know these Gold Star families, it is literally one of these things that as a member of Congress, I want to do what I can to help remember their loved ones. And this is just one way that we can do that. So I'm very proud that we've been able to rename three post offices. I'm glad we're heading in the right direction to rename a fourth.
I ask about that because when we reported on this yesterday, and at least we posted the story to social media, a lot of people reacted that they thought it was a great choice. People who knew Dan reflected on him. And then one comment from Ron here that came in and suggested somebody like, he said, just wondering if there were other considerations. How about Kyle Worley, who graduated from Galesburg High School and was the first one killed in the Iraq War? I'm sure there are others who could be considered, but Kyle would be my first choice. It sounds to me like it's one of those things where maybe that this sort of thing doesn't come up as often as one might think it would.
Yeah, that's not a, and certainly, my heart goes out for the family members of Kyle Worley. Mm-hmm. And happy to take a look at what we can do to make sure that he's honored in an appropriate way. And after I get off this call with you, Will, I'll take a look at that. But any family member in our congressional district that wants to sit down and talk with me about this, we can look for ways to make sure that we're honoring their loved ones. I've gotten to know the various Gold Star families. And probably one of the families I've gotten to know very well is Kylie Riney, who's the widow of Douglas Riney. And she's made a tremendous difference for Gold Star families all over the country.
Sure has.
Because as I've gotten to know her, she brought to my attention how when she and her two little kids, Ella and James, were found out about their dad and Kylie's husband getting killed while he was serving, the landlord at where they were living, where they had their apartment, wouldn't let them out of their lease.
Right, right.
And I was flabbergasted that would happen. So when she told me about this, we wrote legislation that would allow any Gold Star spouse to be able to get out of their lease when they've lost a loved one. You know, all Kylie wanted to do was be able to leave her apartment and go back to Illinois, where she had her family and her friends, and be able to grieve her husband's loss. And mm-hmm. And yet she had to pay month after month after month of that lease, even though she wasn't even living there. So we have rectified that. I wrote legislation. We passed it out of the House. It passed out of the Senate, and we had that signed into law because of Kylie drawing that to my attention. And now we have new legislation to expand that. To also look at automobile leases for our Gold Star families as well.
These are things that I don't think that a lot of us think about a lot in terms of what families of fallen soldiers really go through when those lives are lost.
Well, and you would think that somebody who owns an apartment building or a house that where a family's leasing it would have the decency to say, oh, my gosh, of course you can get out of this lease. But, this is one of those things where sometimes you have to legislate in order to make sure that people do the right thing. So, I've gotten to know Kylie Riney very well, their entire family, and they were at the Christmas tree lighting in Peoria where all of the Gold Star families from throughout, not just our region, but from throughout Illinois were all honored.
In terms of renaming the Galesburg Post Office, we'll continue to follow that for sure. I know, and you have about a minute to go here, so let me ask you real quickly. We're seeing more public hearings in the impeachment process today. Can you give me a snapshot of how you think this process has gone? I think there are a lot of people that are maybe rubbed the wrong way by some of this happening behind the scenes, and that some, maybe don't like the public process in terms of witnesses and questions asked and things like that. How do you think it has gone so far?
Well, I'm going to put it in context how I look at this. look, I'm a former reporter, and that is, you know, that's what I did for almost 20 years of my life, including being an investigative reporter. And the lens that I look at this is it's a way to seek the truth. And the initial process with the Intelligence Committee that was done outside of public view, you can look at that kind of as a grand jury portion of this. And, you know, as anybody listening to your program well knows, that a grand jury is always done in when you've got witnesses come forward and where they're not put in a position where they can trade their notes, et cetera. So that was somewhat the grand jury process, and now this is kind of the trial process in the sense of witnesses who listened in on the phone call that the President of the United States had with the President of Ukraine, and was there taking notes and listening to every word. And, you know, this in the end, public opinion matters a lot. And, you know, I think people come at this from very, very different perspectives, but the perspective I bring to it is we need to know what the truth is. And I think if there's any member of Congress that is choosing to sweep this under the rug, I don't think that's the right answer either. So that's how I look at it. And the president has every opportunity to present any evidence that he has to show that he was doing everything right. And those who were on the phone call and listening in on the phone call have every right to say what they heard as well.
As someone who's covered a lot of criminal trials locally myself, though, the seemingly open-endedness of the definition of high crimes and misdemeanors really is a great concern to me.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
In talking with a Monmouth College professor about this, it seems to me that there's no set definition of what high crimes and misdemeanors are versus like a standard criminal trial. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, in the Constitution, the term high crimes and misdemeanors is spelled out in the Constitution, and also is extortion, and so is bribery. And if anybody looks up the term bribery, it is literally the holding something over somebody's head in exchange for something else.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of those who have presented testimony so far, the accusation is that is that the president, after Congress approved nearly $400 million in military aid, the president withheld that without permission, without a vote from Congress, in exchange for whether he would meet with somebody. And then also asked for information to be dug up on a political opponent. So, you know, this is why there's an inquiry, and this is why we'll gather the facts and follow where that goes.
Congresswoman Sherry Bustos, I took more time than we should have here. I thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for your insight, especially on the process of the renaming of the post office, and we look forward to see where it goes from here.
Okay, thanks a lot, Will.
We should say that we were able to get 10 minutes of time with Congresswoman Bustos and took more than that, so probably didn't ask everything we could have, at least in terms of the impeachment situation, but time was short. Stay tuned. Sports and business news are next on Galesburg's Evening News.